Also with us in the studio this morning is our friend Lakshman Akshutan. He's the Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So the GDP numbers are out today.
Yes.
What are they telling us?
Well, they're going to be a little less negative, a little less bad will be the tenor of
all. A little less bad.
Less bad. But that's actually a really good thing, because if we keep this in perspective, and that's important here. I think a lot of people lose perspective. In the fourth quarter of last year, we were shrinking at over a 6% rate. Then in the first quarter, it was a little over a 5% rate. If people's guesstimates are right, we're now shrinking at about a 1.5% rate. That's a lot. In other words, we've turned the corner. And this is telling us what happened in the rearview mirror also. It's not telling us anything about today. It's not telling us anything about tomorrow. It's telling you about the last year.
Yeah, Lakshman goes, yeah, he's all about the lagging.
The lagging indicators.
Well, just got to keep them in perspective. They're not all equal.
And talking of lagging indicators, yesterday the number of newly laid off workers filing for first-time claims for jobless benefits went up. Is this good news or bad news?
Well, week to week, it's very, very jumpy, and the fact that it went up is, on the face of it, undeniably bad, okay?
Right.
But you have to look at it over time. This is every week we're getting a piece of data. It's jumping up and down. And if you look at it, if you step back, it's down from these 600 levels every week. Now
600,000 levels.
Yeah, so now it's down to five. So the trend is getting better. Less people are getting laid off.
So here's something I don't understand. Why is unemployment considered a lagging indicator?
Okay, because basically if a business starts to feel better, and do a little bit better, the first thing it's going to do is make you work more before it hires someone else.
Oh, I see.
And so therefore, you know, business managers really wait until they have no choice but to hire someone new, because hiring someone new
is really nice. Nice. That's really excellent, Lakshman. So let's talk. Unemployment is a lagger, right?
Uh-huh.
GDP,
yes,
which comes out today, is a lagging.
Coincidence.
It's like now and maybe a little bit recent history.
Yes.
So are all the leading indicators still smiling? You predicted the recession was over, right?
Yeah. Back in April, looking at leading indicators, only out the front windshield, we're seeing these leading indicators soaring. Ever since then, they've been getting stronger and stronger, literally unrelenting rise. So it's telling us that the recovery in GDP that we're seeing is going to continue. And at the end of the year, in January, when we're looking back, we're going to say, wow, look, we started to actually recover sometime this summer.
So for us non-economists, what is a leading indicator, and what are you talking about?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think initial jobless claims is one. The stock market is a very imperfect leading indicator.
And it's been going
Corporate
way up.
It's been going way up.
And actually, futures trading suggests another positive opening for the Dow and S&P.
Because they're looking even farther forward. It's really about profits growth. And just now we were talking about, hey, bonuses are being paid out because people are starting to make money. Yeah, the financial sector is an extreme situation. But even the more
extreme, wait a minute. I mean, you ask these guys if there even was a recession, they'd go, what recession? They have no perception of a recession. These guys are getting bonuses all along.
When you get a bonus that big, you can retire on the bonus practically. So
but while unemployment is still going up, Warren Buffett, he warns that it might go up to 11%.
Yeah.
How is the average person going to look around and see that the recession is over? Like the cover of Newsweek, we talked to Daniel Gross this week, and you know,
he listens to you quite a lot.
Sure, yeah. Well, the average person will sense that. Look, we're not falling off a cliff, and I think a lot of people are already sensing that the falling into the abyss part and that fear seems to have receded.
Although that isn't being reflected in consumer confidence numbers.
No, well, you know, consumer confidence, it's coming off the mat and it's gotten a little bit better. It hasn't plunged to new lows. And I suspect with the jobs market that that's going to slowly improve. I want to point out something that's not very egalitarian, that the top 10%, the wealthiest 10% in this country, account for 50% of all things that consumers spend. Okay, so you actually don't need 90% of consumers to feel that much better in order for the economy to start.
I don't know if I should feel good about that or grab a pitchfork.
I'm not.
I don't know.
So are we going to see people start, you know, going back to Target in bigger numbers, going to Home Depot and spending this money?
Yeah,
feeling confident.
I think you're all in retrospect, you're going to see this retail sales. What happens at cash registers? You're going to start to see that recover. It'll probably even be at some of the more expensive stores that you'll start to see that happen.
Interesting stuff, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You were listening to Lakshman Akshutan. Thon, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, and Louise Story of the New York Times. Thank you.
I don't know what to think about that. Rich people are leading indicators. The rest of us are all laggers.
Must be nice to be rich.
I wonder if that's the structural change in this recession that we're all going to have to live with for the rest of our lives. So coming up, a federal judge has ordered the release of what's believed to be Guantanamo Bay's youngest detainee. It's a legal story. It's a humanitarian story. It has a lot of implications for the Obama administration. We'll hear from one of the detainees' lawyers. Still ahead on The Takeaway.